I'm here with Iveta Kajorka, who's one of the most respected and go-to people for, you know, commentary and analysis of the Latvian political scene. What's been your impression of the whole, you know, presidential vote stroke election process so far?
It was an extremely interesting process in the sense that it's the first time that we subject three candidates to such a scrutiny, and they go through various rounds of debate, so we now know a lot about all of those three candidates. And it's also one of those rare occasions where the vote on president is open. So basically, we are seeing in a very detailed manner how political parties are voting and whether they're keeping their promises. And also, what's interesting is that these elections are linked with changes in coalition that are probable, and that makes these elections quite unpredictable. At least until today, it was like that. But right now, what we are seeing is that opposition parties are going to support Edgars Rinkevičs, which will make him a very probable president in a few hours' time. Then it's a question of consequences, to what extent the newly strengthened New Unity is going to keep its promises to opposition parties to form a new coalition, a new government, or whether it will just keep everything as it is, showing its existing partners that if you are unhappy about something, there's a way out, and we can take anyone from opposition to replace you. So basically, that would signify a major reshuffle in power in Latvian politics by strengthening New Unity.
One thing that keeps occurring to me is that, you know, two presidential elections ago, we still had the secret ballot in place. The last one, we had the open ballot where deputies become answerable for their decisions. And it was sort of supposed to reduce the amount of backroom dealing and that sort of stuff. But it seems we have had no shortage of that sort of dealing, you do this, I do that. Still not entirely out in the open, or is that a bit unfair?
Well, it's definitely true that political parties, the factions, have much more control over their individual members, because right now they are held accountable for every vote, and also their members of parliament cannot just vote in one way and say to their faction boss that basically we voted in something a totally different manner, which eliminates some uncertainty about the election results. But backroom dealing in case of no party controlling 51 vote is inevitable part of politics. So I would say it should be a good balance between values and electing proper people and typical political bargaining process. And I would say that in this particular case, it seems at the moment that this balance has been kept quite decent, in a sense that all three candidates for presidency are okay. Some are really good. So whoever is elected, basically I think that Latvia will not suffer out of it, but the choice of a particular candidate is subject to political bargaining. And I think that's an appropriate balance for this particular situation, where 51 vote need to be found, but no one or even two parties control 51 vote in the parliament. It's inevitable in politics that some backroom dealing is going to take place.
And let's face it is quite enjoyable as well to have a little bit of intrigue as well, isn't it, in the mix?
Oh yes, oh yes.
But if it does result in a change of government, how long do you think it would take to do that? Will it be a case of protracted negotiations like this government was, or has some preparatory work, you think, been done already?
Oh, there's definitely has been preparatory work done already, but what's unclear is to what extent New Unity, when they have both president and prime minister, will still be interested in changing coalition, because it will have two humiliated political partners who know they are easily replaceable. And then basically the initiative of a political party that does not really want change is to keep everything as it is. But keeps me interested in this sort of scenario is that Greens and Farmers are extremely experienced politicians, and they must have counted this kind of scenario quite fully. And if they are still voting for Edgars Rinkevičs, then there is something that lets them believe that New Unity will keep its promises regarding coalition and not drop them the very moment that Rinkevičs is elected. And I have no idea how they are going to control New Unity to keep its promises.